And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, on a beard, 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 on a beard. Here on Declare, your independence of me, Ernest Hancock, Richard Grove, tragedyandhope.com, or autonomy. Yeah, what are we, how am I introducing you now?
Getautonomy.info is good for me.
Getautonomy.info, Richard Grove's other thing. Okay, very cool, very cool, very cool. All right, what were we going to talk about coming in this segment? I already forgot. We're going to be talking about stuff.
Well, we were talking about the trail, the paper trail. Prior to the pandemic breaking out,
right.
Of people with prescient knowledge, like Bill Gates, like when, so, one of the things I'm proudest of is in season three, I've got a lot more family participation. There's husbands and wives, and sometimes they bring their kids into it. Benny and Sonia Wills are part of season three. So when I'm watching Benny, my student, right? When I'm watching his videos and learning from it and looking up, oh, the Gates Foundation did. They sponsored it with the World Economic Forum and the Bloomberg School of Health at Johns Hopkins University. And it's not the first time they've ran these type of events, the Center for Health Security, right? And they have the official playlist out there. So I'm going through all this stuff because Benny tips me off. It was early in the game. And he's like, there's this something else. There's something to this. And looking into that, It gets so much more substantial than I thought it would. So my learning process usually starts with incredulity. That can't be true. But then I'm like, maybe I should look it up, see if it is. And then you get into some serious learning. It says it's a assumptive programming of schooling. That can't be true. I already know what goes on. But then you have to override that. So let's ask a question.
Yeah, but if you hear it on all the news channels and the celebrities tell you about it and Facebook.
I don't watch any of that. You know, I don't have Facebook. I've never been on Facebook.
Yeah,
so I'm not
maybe
infected
you.
By all those things.
Maybe you.
I still have some clear thinking going on. So I get into the research on this. And when I saw Bill Gates, the TED Talk from 2015, where he's like, oh, there's a pandemic and we're not prepared for it. He didn't go, like, they know in all the papers, all the different things that they've done, the drills, the planning papers, it's always an upper respiratory virus. It's always this type of virus. It might not have been this specific COVID-19 version in their papers, right? But they're looking at it. So when Bill Gates saw this in 2015, did he go build the Bill Gates respiratory wing at every hospital with the ventilators? No. And ventilators aren't really a solution anyway. They kind of just prolong inevitable situations in a lot of the cases
too.
That you're seeing, right? Yeah. So it comes back to, why is somebody who is so interested in this pandemic, presciently informed and yet didn't prepare anybody? And he retires on the first day when the breakout's going on. Him and Buffett just quietly retire Friday after the bell. I was like, does no one see what's going on? There's this whole line of like 1,000+ CEOs that have resigned
exactly.
in the past year. People
Somebody
at
knew.
The Bilderberg Davos level. That's what the World Economic Forum is. It's the Davos group, right? People at that level had a plan. They weren't surprised. They ran for the hills at the first sign of it. They sold off their stocks, all that stuff. And they let everyone else figure out as it comes by. It's like, no, wet market, wet market, wet market. Now the Washington Post is like, maybe it's not the wet market, right? Now the Daily Mail is like, maybe it's not the wet. Oh, there's funding from the NIH over to the Wuhan lab that's right by the wet market. There's all these little pieces that now are not conspiracy theory on some poorly formatted site. It's Washington Post. It's legit, not legit. it's the mainstream media's
the mainstream media, the media so last century.
Yeah. And then there's the CDC involvement, there's the WHO involvement, there's the Gates funding of all these people, like Dr. Birx and Fauci, like all these people that are involved. So the guy who couldn't take care of viruses with his operating system is going to take care of viruses with us with this vaccine, with this RNA vaccine that's never been used on people before, right? And so there's all these layers that were pre-made that are brought to bear on this situation, whether it's natural or it broke out or they released it. There's three scenarios. They're up for debate. I'm not making a claim. I'm stating pieces of evidence that usually fall outside of those official claims. Okay, I want to bring something up. You mentioned,
and without, you know, describing it, RNA, you have viruses that are DNA and RNA. DNA, as I understand, I tried to remember all the stuff Dr. Judy's telling me, but DNA goes in, uses the energy and the protoplasm or whatever of the cell to replicate and make more viruses of its own DNA. It's just using your energy. RNA goes into your nucleus and changes your genetics. And it starts to, they are creating X-Men. They're making mutants. They're doing Dr. Mangle crap with zoology, you know, with all of these viruses that come from animals, and they're manufactured. And this is the one thing I always said. I never had any worry. Just give me a second. I never had any worry about, you know, the human spirit and humanity and Gattaca. You never, you know, can stop the human spirit. We're going to get all autonomized and Richard Grove, and eventually we're going to be cured. It's all good. Unless they change us. If they can physically change us from the human beings that we were meant to be and could have like angels, you know, Shakespeare's we're going to be and kick ass, you know, that was never a problem until they change you. If they can get you and program, we don't need robot drones. We got biological drones. We gave them a shot, and we got to get everybody a shot with an RNA virus. It's like a program. This is why the Love Bus is all about vaccines. This is where they're going to get you.
Well, it's reprogramming. Yeah. And the World Health Organization. Yeah, literally. And they have an official agenda. It's called Agenda 2030. And the World Health Organization, which is part of the United Nations, says that everybody on the planet will be vaccinated by 2030. They announced this April 4th, just a couple weeks ago. So during this whole thing, like this whole thing is almost like the just cause for the cases, like the goals that they already had. They have this goal to immunize and control everybody by 2030. And then this pandemic comes along and like gets them 10 years ahead on their goal that they never could have had, because at the time when the pandemic breaks out, and I'm not saying these are related because the pandemic started before this really came to the fore, but in December and January, the WHO and CDC were on the ropes in terms of vaccines. I saw the tapes of their internal meetings where they're like, oh, we're losing the frontline soldiers. These doctors are questioning the efficacy of vaccines. We really should come up with the studies and the science to back up our claims that they're safe and effective, because we don't have it. That was said by the people that run it. And just as that was all crumbling, they've got lawsuits against them. There's a whole bunch of things that Del Bigtree and the High Wire has brought, like his organization has filed the lawsuits, and they have admitted in these legal paperwork that they don't have the things they claim they have when they say safe and effective, right? So they're on the ropes. They're almost down for the count. And then this pandemic comes along and swoops them up to like global leadership status, and everyone on the planet shall hang on their every word. For Christ's sake, the one guy that's in the UN meeting every, or the WHO and UN, the meeting that they do every day, he was in event 201, the Irish guy. He's one of the guys from there. And so was the guy from the Chinese CDC. He's heavily involved in this Chinese COVID.
We're going into the break, but this is the one thing I want to know. This 201 thing. I saw a lot about it. We put it
YouTube,
up on
YouTube, event 201 playlist. Watch all the videos.
Event 201 playlist. Is that what you look for on YouTube?
The Center for Health and Security. It's their official playlist. It's not conspiratorial at all.
Okay, when we come back, remind me. I want to talk about that because you probably know more about it than most anybody I know. And the thing is that this has been a the thing that I knew about. Published it. It's there. I just haven't taken the time to read it. Because they go, Ernie, you know, it's all the stuff you said. You go, aren't you seeing all the news? And I go, hell, I already knew what's happening. You know, before it happened. They're going to do this because they can, until they can't. We're going to find out what it is when we come back.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Live from Bangor, Maine, in the Love Boat with Richard Grove, getautonomy.something. Now, he can tell us all about that. It's dot, what is it? I don't have it in front of me.
You still got your screen share on, dude.
I know. I want to show that.
All right, cool.
All right. This is the panel that Derek got a big 100-watt laser. It'll cut this out in like 10 minutes. You know, it is amazing. So this is, you know, our panel that we have all our stuff, the control stuff, and he's engraving it. It's just so pimp. All right. Then I wanted to show, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah. The Love Bus. Dang it.
You got Out of Shadows up on screen. That's what I'm seeing.
Out of Shadows.
Yeah, you got the Freedom's Phoenix webpage up. I'm not seeing the...
Oh, damn it. Okay.
There you go.
They're doing it wrong. Okay, this one.
Do it live.
I went, no, I want you to see it. That's the Love Bus.
There you go.
Bumper
that's
on the
what
front.
I wanted to see.
I know. That's cool. And then there's the panel.
Wow.
We can etch out and cut anything. Need a pimp box to put your whatever on? We're going to have he's already, it's amazing. It, you know, Derek is so freaking.
Does this
the
travel
man.
With the bus, this gizmo?
No, this is a control panel that has
the thing that cuts the stuff.
Hell no. The thing's like
oh, okay.
600 pounds. I mean, yeah. You know.
So I have to get my order in before you leave. That's what I'm just trying to suss out.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's anything that you, well, you know, it's like those K-40 lasers. We have one of those. It just takes a long time and it's not as whatever. So it's all, so yeah, we can, you know, I'm telling you. You know, and Derek can't wait to play with it. I mean, we got it. I knew we weren't going to get anything done yesterday. You know, he was playing with this thing. But we got a lot of cool stuff done. I mean, that's why we were staying up late. So, all right. We were talking about this, Operation Plan, whatever the hell, 201 or something.
We were talking about Mengele and human experimentation as continued by the Nazis who went underground, became technocrats, rebranded eugenics as molecular biology, and now seem to control the whole shebang. By telling us to stay inside.
Okay, now this program that they did in 19. Okay, thanks for summoning. The in October of 19. It was October, right?
Yeah, October 2019, Event 201. It was sponsored by the Center for Health Security. .org.
Which is what? Is that a government thing? A non-government thing? A private? We got a bunch of money thing? What?
Yeah, this is a non-governmental organization who seeks to help the world be better prepared by planning ahead for things that might just happen.
Did they get any government funding? Did they get any money?
Dude, it's all our money. So where does the government funding come from?
Yeah,
it's the World Economic Forum, which is all those big corporations that you guys know and love, the globalist supranational corporations that basically sacrifice people for profit. Them, the Bloomberg School of Health at the Johns Hopkins University Medical School. And Johns Hopkins University, if you go back to the Spanish flu pandemic outbreak, like this book by John Barry about the Great Influenza, Johns Hopkins was involved back then too. It's really interesting history some of these places have.
Yeah, and it's the like other James sponsor Corbett did the thing on big oil, why they conquered the world, you know, how they did, why they did oil industry and petroleum and pharmaceuticals. This has been going on for a long time.
And the third sponsor for Event 201 was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And so when Benny made that comment in his video, I took it as my naive assumption, even after all these years, was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation probably funded somebody who did the thing, so you can't hold them responsible for it. But no. They directly funded it. Their guy is on the board and leading the conversation. Now, I just want to, since I pulled this book, I just want to read you a little piece of history that juxtaposes. It's like a bookend on a situation. Pardon my spectacles. In the winter of 1918, at the height of World War I, history's most lethal influenza virus erupted in an army camp in Kansas, moved east with American troops, then exploded, killing as many as 100 million people worldwide. It killed more people in 24 weeks than AIDS has killed in 24 years, more in a year than the Black Death killed in a century. But this was not the Middle Ages. And 1918 marked the first collision between modern science and epidemic disease. Magisterial in its breadth of perspective and depth of research, the Great Influenza weaves together multiple narratives with characters ranging from William Welch, founder of the Johns Hopkins Medical School, to John D. Rockefeller and Woodrow Wilson. Ultimately, a tale of triumph amid tragedy, this crisis provides us with a sobering model as we confront the epidemics looming on our own horizon. I've had this book for at least 10 years. I had these books out to review before the pandemic started, which Vaccine A and Lab 257. I was going to do these for my smart reads, but then the pandemic started, and I was busy with other things.
Smart
I'm going to pick
reads.
These up in
yeah,
the next
couple
weeks. Don't
be throwing these stuff out, man. We're not insiders. What's Smart Read mean?
Smart Reads is a show I do with the autonomy students where I break down books like this and get the gist out to you so you know why you might want to read a book like that and put it on your radar. And then History Connected is an adjoining show I do where I take my history blueprint and I map and model these types of these events, like Event 201, which led into the coronavirus pandemic. There's a lot of details. There's a lot of tabs you open, a lot of articles you read. I take some time to model it and organize it so I can reference it in the future, thereby making my investment of time. It doesn't mean I spent time. I invested time because I can use it later to bring value to people. So Event 201, let's bring it full circle. You've got this group. They run this drill. This exercise, this war game, this tabletop exercise, and you should really watch it. It takes a couple hours. It's in five parts, and you'll see what you are in the middle of experiencing right now.
Send Donna the link to put into the third hour archive. Get your peoples to send to my peoples, man. I want to get it up.
Lisa's going to text it to Donna.
All right.
If all works out well, because she'll hear this in 10 seconds because it's on delay, right? So Event 201, they go through the exercise. The pandemic breaks out. It doesn't break out of the wet market in China, but it is a coronavirus that attacks, they call it CAPS, coronavirus, I forget what the acronym is, but it's an upper respiratory infection. So this breaks out of South America from like a hog farm. So a similar bullshit circumstance, that they use to put it out there. And then they track it around the world. And in their exercise, from October 2019, I think 67 million people were projected to have died. So from that, knowing that, they did nothing. They did nothing to prepare. And then when you look back at the trail of evidence leading to U.S. intelligence likely knowing about this in November, that there was a whole bunch of groups that were in the know about this and started to take action to plan, not to protect the American people, not to protect, not to staff up. Let's start making masks now. Let's do any of this stuff. No. They play like it's nothing to see here, that if you cough in your elbow and wash your hands, it's all good. That has been a deception from the get-go. I was really surprised to see that. I heard a couple days ago that Trump pulled the WHO funding, and I was like, well, maybe it's just for one group, because he wouldn't pull the WHO funding in the middle of a pandemic, even with what's going on.
Hell yeah.
And then I watched this speech on it. You got to watch it. You haven't seen it.
You got to text it. Text it, text it, text it. We'll get on it. We'll put it up, and we'll talk about it. All right, I got to put it, make a note. Trump's speech. Okay, this is one thing, a couple things I want to mention on the air. But we're going to do Vaccine Education Summit the 7th of June, Sunday, in Manchester. I don't think we're going to be able to do it. Because of all this, nobody has their not of not. Yeah, Donna, it's not the Event 201 thing posted. It was something else you were going to send. What was it? You wanted them to watch a film? Yeah, you already forgot. See, that's why we write this stuff down. Anyway, you said it was a series or something. It was something.
Yeah, the Event 201 playlist on YouTube.
Yeah, but there was a thing after that you wanted us to. Whatever, we already forgot. And I'll go to the archive. All right.
The Trump speech where he dismisses the WHO.
Yeah,
and
something
he
between
basically
those two.
Okay.
It was Trump's speech where he dismisses, you know, he talks about, I'm going to put that up here about the WHO. All right, this is what happened. We're going to do the Vaccine Education Summit. We had Del Bigtree already spoke at our last one we did in September, I think. We have Del Bigtree, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from Cleveland, you know, were already committed, and we had a bunch of others. But then they, you know, shut everything down. Nobody has any money. The hotel, is it going to be open or not or whatever? And I'm not going to stress it. So I'm going to talk to the hotel today, if I can remember. And we may cancel that, you know. But we will not be denied. So Jay Noon, you know, Saturday, June 6th, that is, he's got acres up at his double dome place up there. And we're going to have a big just health freedom activist summit.com, okay, and we're just going to promote that, and we're just, and the admission, and he's got a gun range there, and he goes, admission's free if you have a gun. Bring your gun, we're going to shoot, and kind of, you know, and red pill moms of, you know, over my dead body kind of thing. So this vaccine deal, so I'm like, yep, let's do it, you know, we're going to take the love bus there and everything. And Jay just sent me a thing, make sure you invite Richard, Luke, and Lisa to come Saturday, June 6th in Manchester at Jay's. Get your ass there. We give you plenty of time. You have a whole bunch. You know, I'm going to incentivize you by a bunch of people there, and you get to make some money. You got to join Autonomy or promote it or live stream it. You can do your show from the bus. You know, I got everything here. You can put up all your crap, and it's done. We use OBS. You could have your own show from here. Boom. 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 Come on. Commit.
It sounds very interesting, and I like that Jay has made that invitation, and I'll take it under serious consideration.
Serious consideration.
Serious. Yeah.
It's only a few hours
I wouldn't do it because it's a place where I'm going to get a bunch of people to enroll in Autonomy, because the answer to that is I only need the people who can hear me whisper it. I don't need to yell about it.
Whatever. Go. How you rationalize it, man?
But I'll go because it'll be a good group of people to hang out
with.
Yeah,
hell yeah. It'll be fun. You know, a bunch of kids. Luke will have a good time. It'll be awesome.
Take carbines out and have a little plink plink.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's Jay. Well, what happened? He calls them red pill moms because there was some woman out of California or something. She goes, over my dead body, they're going to force vaccinate my child. And he goes, I think she got red pilled. We need red pill moms. So he's been pushing this red pill mom thing. You know, and I'm, you know, it's not, we're not talking about it anymore. It's not they're going to do it. They're doing it. You know, it's already in the works. So
they're also waking everybody up, man, because those people that were hating on homeschooling and prepping, now they're both.
Yep. All right, here we go.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
And we're back with Richard Grove. Man, we're getting into it. Some activism and such. All right. One thing I wanted to mention, made a note. I make notes now. So I made a note. Fear of breathing. I remember my grandmother. She died when she was 94, and she about 8 years before she had a heart attack, and she would have just died peacefully, right? Just boom. In the living room, she's done. Well, my her daughter-in-law, my aunt, she resuscitated her, got her back. She goes, you know, that was the worst thing you guys ever did. Should just let me go peaceful. I'm good with the Lord, man. It's all good. Now I got to suffer this life crap. I'm, you know, 80-something years old, man. You know, let it go. And so then, of course, she went through all the, you know, going back in the hospital. She's on a ventilator at one time. And then, you know, she made, I go, yeah, I don't think you're going yet, Grandma. You're too strong, you know. She couldn't talk. And I'm like, I know it sucks, you know, but you'll be around. When she came out of it, you know, she appreciated the visits and so on. She said, you know, grandson, I want you to know, I'm not afraid of dying. I mean, of being dead. I'm afraid of dying. I do not want to be in a situation where I can't breathe. Struggling for breath. What can they make somebody fear more than anything else? Not being able to breathe. So what is it, you know, all these respiratory viruses and everything? Oh, that's their go-to. Oh, you can't breathe. You can't breathe for a long time. You see people not being able to breathe for a long time. You want the fear of death? It's not the fear of death. They you know, they're worried about people, not the fear of death. They're worried about the people, the fear of not being able to breathe. So when you want to control the world, have them afraid of not being able to breathe. That's why they're doing this kind of stuff. Or it would be something else. You know, alien invasion, alphas, and whatever the hell. It's not being able to breathe. You want to get people motivated? The other thing, Trump's speech, I want to make sure we go into that. And June 6th in Manchester at Jay Noon's place, because the vaccine education summit's in question. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that. But we still wanted to come and promote all this and everything. And Red Pill Moms, if I'm not going to, that's his big thing. That, you know, hell no, you're not forced vaccinating my kid. So he's got a, you know, shooting range out there, acres of land, lots of parking, and, you know, none shall pass. You're not allowed unless you have a gun. So we're going to go out there and, you know, a lot of the activists and, you know, do some planning. We need some Richard and Lisa and Luke, FYI. All right, Trump speech and whatever else you wanted to say, go.
When the laws are girded too tight, liberty is a syncope. That's the line from Henry Ward Beecher and Proverbs from the Plymouth Pulpit. According to Goodwill Hunting.
All right, explain this.
When the laws are girded too tight, liberty is a syncope. Liberty passes out. Liberty faints. That's the same thing. The fear of not being able to breathe because the laws are too tight. It's not that actually most people out there have that happening to them. They are in fear of that happening. Now, if that happens in a natural circumstance, like it's the flu, that seems to be nature. When it seems to be coming from something that somebody's taxpayer dollars put into motion, that's not necessarily cool. That's called a bioweapon. You should maybe act as if in that situation. This situation calls for a lot of scrutiny, a lot of communication, a lot of dynamic, interactive, real-time feedback between individual human beings, because there is the broadest spectrum of information, of contradicting information that I've ever seen in one of these circumstances. Traditionally, I'm a forensic historian. That means I usually wait till the paint dries before I start trying to like analyze what's going on. Right now, we're in the wet news cycle. There's being paint thrown on here like a Jackson Pollock every day, and it's covering up what happened the day before. January 14th, the WHO says, nothing to see here. There's no evidence of human-to-human transmission. January 14th, and yet it took until a couple days ago when Trump's like, okay, we're all set with these people. So I didn't vote for Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter. But when I heard he fired the WHO and I was incredulous, I'm like, yeah, he probably just defunded part of it. And then I actually saw that, no, he took away it because I saw Bill Gates' tweets like, this is very dangerous that he's, you know, unfunding
Screw
the organization
him.
That I fund. Well, first off, Gates funds the UN. He funds the World Health Organization. He funds NIH. He funds Dr. Birx's organization, right? All those people get their funding top down from the guy who sold us the Windows operating system, which is why I'm looking into how to move to Linux. I've got students who are proficient in Linux teaching me.
Oh my God, Richard's going to move away from Windows. I can't believe it. Well, I got Derek over here, Mr. Freaking Windows.
He's giggling.
He just came in.
I've needed certain production software. But anyway, let's get back to the point. The point is that in World War II, eugenics got a bad name. Because the people that America and the British funded, that guy Hitler and his little experiment over there, they wanted the eugenics answers that Hitler was coming up with. They just couldn't do that on their own populations. So they outsourced their research to another country. Okay, now bring it full circle to this situation. August of 2019, the United States government shuts down the top Army bioweapons lab, Fort Detrick. That's a New York Times story. If you read all the way to the end of that article, if it's not behind a paywall, if you read to the end of the article, it says why they closed that lab. They were working on viruses at the lab, biological organisms that were not in the database. They weren't being tracked. There was no chain of custody. There was, therefore, no security. That's a very dangerous thing at a biosafety level 4, BSL 4 weapons lab. So they closed it in August of 2019. Did they stop their experimentation, or might they, with those laws, just outsource it, privatize it, put it in another country, open a new lab someplace else with unskilled personnel?
They didn't stop.
They didn't stop. No, just like after they banned gain-of-function mutation for offensive bioweapons in 2014.
They wanted to get it off the books. It's like MK Ultra not being on the record anymore.
They're doing it at the University of North Carolina. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I need to get clear on this Trump speech. Trump goes,
he kicked him in the balls.
What? How? What did he say?
He said inaccurate data that they've been giving consistently has led to the deaths of a lot of people. And there's, you know, he goes through and lays out. I was thinking, who wrote this speech for him? Because I don't think he has all these observations pulled together on his own. But whoever did write that for him has some observation of the wider sense that China has been puppeting the World Health Organization, and they've just been repeating what China's telling them. And that's not protected. Like, that's not why the United States funds it. And the United States funds these organizations to a tune of more than Bill Gates. So, you know, when they're serving another master, you can't have those two masters.
I want to get
this. You shouldn't have any masters.
It seems to me that Trump's MO is this. He goes and he says, we're going to put Rens Priebus, the head of the RNC, as chief of staff up front, and you're fired. We're going to put this guy in Sessions, and you're fired. We're going to put these guys, I'm going, God, man, he chooses pretty bad, but he's
he had
good
a reality
about,
show based on firing people.
Right.
Why would you not fire? Well, why would you not hire people for them to be fired?
Exactly. When Anthony Fauci got up there, and because I've been hearing about Tony Fauci from Dr. Judy Mike events for 4 years, 5 years. She's been like, what a scumbag, scumbag, scumbag of the scumbag, head scumbag back in the eighth day of it since 84 scumbag for the deep state of planning all this. Kind of he's been the wing, and he's like, woohoo, I'm getting mine. Plus he's short, so he's probably got a little Napoleon thing going on. He gets up there, and he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to shut down. It's new normal, and you never kind of ruling, you know, lockdowns for a year and a half kind of we rule, and FEMA is going to take. That's another thing. It's all about FEMA just going to take over everything if they haven't already. So you go, we can talk about that another time. But Tony Fauci gets up there and he's like, ooh, I'm the man, but it's all ain't I Purdy. Okay? And Trump's like, yeah, you just keep going. Well, he does the chloroquine thing. He knew that. And Zink, and I'm getting the feeling, you know, Trump is not as dumb or uninformed as they try and make him out to be. And he's going, we need to give these guys a spotlight and look at this so we can fire them. I'm thinking Tony Fauci is, you know, he's got a little bit more attention than he wanted. And you give him enough rope, they hang themselves. So what do you think?
Are we still early enough in lockdown that Fauci hasn't been fired yet? Or does that happen next week? It's going to happen, I'm pretty sure, because he's had a lot of faux pas in the past couple weeks. There's a lot of friction there. And the friction's from his pre-existing agenda.
Because these guys can't help themselves. They get full of this hubris, and they express it, you know, because they can until they can't. You know, we'll see. Jury's out on this Trump thing, but until he fires the Fed, blah, 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 I don't care.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world?
Yep. Okay, so The Federal Reserve, Trump is in on this. We need more stimulus, more money, more, 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 more. It's like, let's spend the credit card before we go bankrupt or something. But they didn't do any infrastructure.
So did you see the Microsoft patent for the cryptocurrency with a biological proof of work? So they're merging cryptocurrency with your health.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, no, hell no. You didn't lead with that? Holy crap. Okay, I'm marking this. I'll slap you for not bringing that up already. You almost missed that one. Okay, Microsoft.
Patent. Cryptocurrency.
Patent. Proof of what?
Well, it's a biological proof of work.
Biological? What the hell does that mean?
They're going to be hooking it into your skin.
Biological.
With those quantum tattoos.
Okay, he's biological proof of what?
Of work.
What does that mean? So you mean it's just their proof of work is that you got your tattoo or something?
That, proof of work. You got to read the patent. That's why I was asking if you.
No, hell no. I thought that
would have been on your radar. I thought.
I've been building bus. You know.
All right. Good. All right. So all right,
Microsoft crypto patent. Biological proof of work, which is, you know, proof of you got your vac. I knew that this digital dollar thing, same kind of crap.
Give me a look for it.
Yeah. Pull it up. Right. Put it up. Do it. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
And Richard Grove. Okay, we're going to go ahead. He has a. Something he's pulled up. He's going to talk to us about something he needs to be slapped around for not bringing it up to begin with. You know, it is a patent that is cryptocurrency based on proof of something. It's going to be tied. You get your digital, you know, crypto dollar if you got your vaccine kind of crap. They're going to be, yeah, you want your new purple money when this money doesn't mean nothing. It's going to go because we're going to make sure it's going to go. And you get your purple money, and to get your purple money, you got to have a shot. How far off am I?
Oh, you're pretty close. All right, so I'm going to cut to my screen here. This isn't the best article on it, but this is what I could find right here in the studio. So this is on Bitcoin.com. Microsoft patents new cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Microsoft has patented a cryptocurrency mining system that leverages human activities, including brain waves and body heat, when performing online tasks, such as using search engines, chatbots, and reading ads. Quote, a user can solve the computationally difficult problem unconsciously, end quote, the patent reads. And I did look up the patent.
I didn't just read the article. No, wait. Explain this. Yeah. They're saying that by... instead of plugging into a miner, the human body is the miner.
Yeah. That's what they're, that seems to be what they're saying.
That. And
take into consideration that the Gates Foundation was working with MIT on the quantum dot tattoo technology that Bill Gates wants to have your digital electronic cryptocurrency certificate. I'm sorry, your vaccination certificate. He's got so many projects like blocking out the sun. There's a lot that he's involved in right now. So excuse me for getting confused between those projects. Yeah. So if they have that quantum dot technology, they could probably hook that up to a cryptocurrency. This is a July 2019 patent that they filed for. So I'm not saying there's nefarious use in this type of patent.
There's nefarious use in this patent. I'm saying it. Yeah, I said it first. Richard didn't say it, so I said it.
Do you want me to read some more from the article?
Please. Hold on a second. Yeah, but see, you go over, you know, some stuff, and you'll just say them, and I'm going, no. What does that mean?
Yeah. I'm glad you do that. So let's see, crypto system leveraging body activity data. Microsoft Technology Licensing, the licensing arm of Microsoft Corporation, you know, the one that did the Marina Abramovich Satanist video last Friday on Good Friday, the Microsoft company that did that ad.
Okay, now wait, time out, stop right there. I saw this. Here's a woman. She's part of this spirit cooking, and it's linked to all the pedophile kind of weird satanic scumbag something, and she's all buddies with everybody. So what happened was, There was a Microsoft commercial or something that had her in it. People freaked, and they edited her out or something. Why the hell would they even put – what is going on there? Well, you know, explain that story.
The part that I caught was it was about eternal life and virtual reality or something like that, and it was like she will live forever. And I was like, I'm all set. And I did see the Microsoft ad at the end, so I was like, it's not a fake video. It's like something they actually ran, and they took off. As soon as
they make hand signal signs to each other all the time. You know, this is part of that.
Yeah.
This is like, yeah, we're in, man. This is Hillary Clinton Foundation ain't gone away. She's part of the, you know, they're just insulation for a bunch of this other crap. They're just paid for flunkies and willing to do and sociopathic whatever.
They took the Matrix as a business plan, and they're like, oh, we can make people in the batteries for real. And they can do it
for
like that.
Real. Crypto, we're going to turn them into money making. Because
the guy
who's
making the vaccine for the plague, like I kept saying, just wait and see who brings out the antidote. Like I see this all going
Plethora
on.
Plethora like and the VS for Vendetta.
Yeah, at some point in all the scripts, somebody shows up with the antidote, and this guy's got like I don't know many vaccine companies working on.
They didn't want you to know the antidote was chloroquine and zinc. Damn it, too early.
Not.
When I knew something was up when one Trump came out and started pimping it, and Fauci couldn't run to the podium fast enough to say, they got the antidote. We can't let them have the antidote. That's for us, the elite. There's some weird crap going on here, man.
I've seen doctors talking about this since like early February. So Didier Raoul, who is a professor in France, he was the first one to remark. He's like, since this is a SARS coronavirus, why don't we use what was effective back when, you know, he was one of the people on the front lines in 2005, 2006 when that was going on, treating people. He said, if you try that treatment, and then he actually started running studies. He didn't just hypothesize it. So by the time March 16th comes around and Elon Musk is watching some of the same doctors and pathologists, the, you know, MedCram or Peak Prosperity, I think he was watching MedCram. And so, like, we're all watching these videos, and Elon Musk has enough reach to be like, hey, he captures some slides from that YouTube video. He's like, might one of these things work? And then within 24 hours, Bayer donates like 8 million tablets of chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. And then the next day, Trump announced it. So this was building up in the public on the internet sphere among smarter people for like almost a month or a little over a month before Trump even mentioned it. And then as soon as he mentioned it, you saw how many people hated it just because he mentioned it. If Fauci would have mentioned it and said, hey, National Institutes of Health, we did a study in 2005 on hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine, I forget which one it was, and we found it to be effective. Like, Fauci knew, and Fauci continued to play this game with the public because he is there because he's a Renfield who is serving a master, and his master and those masters want 18 months because that's what it says it's going to take to kill and snuff out freedom in America and around the world.
Okay, let me tell you.
8 weeks. Can't be done in 8 weeks. But 18 months, and you get people to starve and you get them hungry.
That's how you kill 40 million people in Ukraine. You starve them. Okay?
Holodomor.
Okay, this is one thing that I found of interest. When they did this chloroquine thing and it came out, the first thing you started seeing on media and so on, oh, this husband and wife, you know, died or he died or whatever because they did the chloroquine that was in the fish tank of cleaning and it killed him. And I'm like, what? What a psyop. This is, it's plain. I'm hoping.
Then
you
the
think,
governor started banning it. Nevada governor banned it. And
Michigan? Yeah, now they're begging for it because everybody's
but
called.
Now, in France, it's a government-controlled substance. They took total control, and it's going on here, too, because I've seen a lot of doctors who have tried to treat their patients with it, and they can't get it. They have to, like, beg for it from FEMA or whoever's stockpiling it now. So there's still shenanigans going on. We had an incurable pandemic that was going around, according to the authorities, like just like a month ago, and now they're starting to show effective treatments, either vitamin C. There's a whole bunch of stuff that people are using effectively, and some of these are going through a sturdy enough trial where it could be mentioned at a higher level, right, as something to a wider audience that could be effective. But all that stuff's being like stomped out like as fast as it can come because these other people have an agenda to inject you, or they'll come up with a pill like Soma and Brave New World as they're about to predictively program everybody to take, right? It'll just be hedonism and central control. That's
I you know, it. I had Dr. Tamburo, we do the Trump report last, what was it, Tuesday. And he says, Ernie, I don't know if it was on air or not, but he goes, Ernie, you were right. All this stuff. I mean, how's it feel? Take a victory lap of whatever. I'm going. He goes, have you been watching the news? He goes, do you see? I go, well, I see the headlines, and I put and send it to be posted. And I go, well, did you read this? I go, no, I don't have time. But I go, I already know this movie script. I've already seen the end of this. I don't need to. I'm going to get into details of whatever. You know, nothing you're telling me surprises me. You know, I don't know. The patent on the crypto biometric of doing mining, that kind of a new one, man. I'm going, holy crap. But, you know, it goes right in with the digital dollar. You want your new money and your purple money, and you get a bunch of money, and we'll, $1,200, crap, we'll give you $10,000. Sign up, you know, get your kids, and they're worth $2,000 each. We get to stick them with notions and potions from the crown. I mean, this, I'm going, of course this is going to happen. Of course. I tell you, you know, James Corbett, he's getting kind of freaky. He's like, damn, it seems like he's afraid. He didn't really think they were going to go something. I need to talk to him. I think he's surprised at how fast this is going. And I was surprised that they waited this long. And I'm going, this dollar thing has to go. Well, here it comes. It was not the coronavirus that killed the economy. It was a dead economy in need of a coronavirus to be able to do all these trillions of dollars. You know, it was inevitable. So I'm all right. So before we end the show.
I don't think it's worse. Yeah, I don't think it's worst case scenario. I think
we're waking up. It's like they're taking that frog and slapping the crap out of him. All right, wake up.
Chance and they missed it. Be optimistic.
I am. I'm really looking forward to this. I don't know. They're going to have to something. But you know that's why? One of our patrons goes, Ernie, why do you need? They did help with the order and so on. And Amazon, he goes, why do you need 12 backup cameras? Because I got cameras everywhere. It's all being recorded and going to stream. When I go to bed, people will be calling me. Hey, there's a guy outside there doing a cool. Thank you. I mean, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm not afraid. They go to the old woman. They pull her over and find 30 guns in her trunk. What are you afraid of? Not a damn thing. You know, it's all optimistic. We're going to count on the goodwill of human nature as long as we still have it.
On Free Talk.
There we go. Cool. I got to get going on this stuff. But that was an awesome show, man.
Excellent. The 2 hours flew along, and now I can prep for my lecture tonight. It was so good to rap with you and see you in your new environment. I look forward to seeing that rolling thunder going around.
We are going to stop by.
Across my house, across the street from my house sometime soon.
Yeah, well, you know, Derek said he knows where to park. The it's really lucky he had almost identical bus, you know, because he knew. I mean, we were under carriage, taking tie rod bushing, and I'm working on this thing. It's not everything's not, you know, quarter inch ratchet. It's like full inch,
it's all huge
big
stuff.
Freaking. Yes. Oh my God, my shoulders are killing me. It's like everything is, you know, like gym. Now I know why farmers don't need to go to the gym. Holy crap, you know. This is, but we're going to probably, early June, we come up to New England again, and we'll probably stop by. You know, sometime in June, we'll come if we can't drag your ass to Manchester on June 6th. Drag.
It sounds like a good idea.
All right, man. Say, give love to Lisa and Luke. You is his papa. And we'll talk to you later, man.
Right on.
Bye.
Give a hug to Derek.
Yeah, we'll slap a little butt for you. Bye. Bye.